You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi. This morning, I have to bring you a story that is very alarming, especially if you or someone close to you is currently pregnant or planning to get pregnant in the near future. If you don't live in the bigger metropolises of Australia, it seems you receive second-rate care, especially when it comes to being pregnant. Since I arrived here in the Hunter Valley about 5 months ago, I've heard countless stories about various situations to do with what can only be termed second-rate care for women who are pregnant. Sally is 8 months pregnant. She woke up early yesterday morning in Murrurundi and was unwell. She rang her mum and her mum said, "Go straight to the hospital." This is Murrurundi Hospital. So, like any good person does, they do what their mum says. Sally took herself to Murrurundi Hospital, but she was told to go away. She was told to drive herself to Tamworth Regional Hospital. Yep, no, she wasn't assessed, nothing. She was just told, "Drive yourself to Tamworth Regional Hospital. We can't help you here." Now, I'm told there's an ambulance or two in Murrurundi at the best of times, so I don't know why they weren't considered to at least transport this 8 month pregnant lady to hospital. In the end, she had to get a boyfriend to take the day off work and drive her to hospital. Now, no problem, you do that for your loved ones. But the fact is, what if something seriously was wrong with Sally and it happened along the way or was already happening, and what's the boyfriend going to do? If that was me, I wouldn't have a clue at the first thing to do. So is this good enough? Let's get the story first. And joining me this morning is Tony, who is Sally's father. Tony, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Better than you. So, first of all, when did this happen?
It happened about 4 o'clock yesterday morning.
Okay. So what was the problem? What was your daughter experiencing?
Well, Sal is just on 8 months pregnant. And she rang her mother saying that she had some fluid loss. Her mother told her to race up to the hospital. So she drove up to the hospital and just was told there was no doctor, they couldn't do anything. Make your way to Tamworth.
So,
You know, for an 8 month pregnant girl, I mean, that's just not on, I don't think. And I'm pretty sure there's two ambulances in the town that were probably sitting there doing nothing at the time.
So was she even seen by someone or just told that?
No, just told to go to make her way to Tamworth. I mean, you know, I've got nothing against the nurses at the Murrurundi Hospital, but they can only do so much. You know, and I'm sure they don't want to do something that might end up being the wrong thing. So, yeah, it's sort of no fault of their own. We just need a doctor in the town, full stop.
So, do you know that it was a nurse who told her that, or was it a security guard, or...?
No, well, I haven't been talking to my daughter since. I'm pretty sure it might have been one of the people that work at the hospital. But, yeah, she's now in Tamworth, and, yeah, her waters did break, and she's awaiting further treatment there.
So, health-wise, she's okay? She's under medical supervision now?
Yeah, she's under medical supervision, but yeah, you know, had to drive an hour to Tamworth still, and just so, no offer of an ambulance or anything.
So you're saying at 4 o'clock in the morning, your daughter Sally had to then drive herself to Tamworth?
Well, she actually rang a boyfriend. He didn't go to work. He raced down, and she jumped in the car with him, and yeah, otherwise she would have had to drive herself. Was just lucky that he was in the area.
Wow. So is this the first time you've heard of something like this in Murrurundi?
No, mate, it's... like I said, you know, we haven't got a full-time doctor. The hospital is... Yeah, it's... I mean, it was a good thing they built us a new hospital, but there's nobody there to service the hospital. So it's... You know, it's just useless, I suppose.
So what would you say to Hunter New England Health authorities who are listening to this right now?
Well, have a look at your map and have a look how actually big the Hunter New England area is, for a start, and get us some more doctors here.
I suppose they'll come back and say, well, this is a problem across the country that we can't recruit enough doctors. We don't even have doctors here in Muswellbrook that can even deliver babies in a lot of cases at the maternity unit.
Yeah, well, you know, you'll get the same old excuses. They're sort of getting more like politicians nowadays. They seem to have every excuse under the sun.
Well, I'm glad that Sally's A-OK and under the best of care, no doubt, in Tamworth, which obviously has a big hospital and a lot more staff than Murrurundi do and probably ever will have. Certainly it's very, very concerning. And is your wife calmed down a bit now as well? Obviously, not the nicest thing you want to hear about your daughter who's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, well, Mum's up there with her now at the moment. So, yeah, she was a little bit shocked about it too. It's just, you know, for a small country town. I mean, it could have been worse. I mean, if the situation was, you know, like worse than what it was, what would have happened? I suppose they probably would have rang an ambulance then.
And as the crow flies, because I'm still a fairly new fella here, is it quicker to go to Tamworth than, say, Maitland?
Yes, it is, depending on the roadworks.
Oh, well, that's always a worry. Well, hopefully they're not working at 4 and 5 in the morning, but you never know, do you?
Yeah, well, you know, they're all, but they've actually been working on the main road to Tamworth, and it's 40 k's for a fair stretch of it. So, yeah, you've got all that to put up with too.
Not what you want to see when you're rushing to get to hospital.
It'd be better to be in an ambulance at least.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you very much for letting us know. I'll make contact with Hunter New England Health and see what they have to say, and I'll come back to you with what their response is, and also I'll ask about why she couldn't be transported at least by ambulance, so she would have had that expert medical care with her all the way rather than a boyfriend who was probably stressed out as much as she was.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot for that, Darren. That'd be really good. At least we might get an answer off somebody.
Thanks for your time, Tony. I'll make some calls and I'll get back to you in the not-too-distant future, hopefully.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot for that.
That's Tony there on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.